This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A penalty shots defeat for Brayhead Clan tonight as they took on the Dundee Stars in the Gardner Conference game up in Tayside. With me to reflect on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, 3 points out of four from the weekend. Despite tonight's loss, can you be pleased at the two games overall when you look back?
Yeah, obviously. You know, we got a point the hard way tonight, and pretty frustrated with you know, obviously giving up a three-goal lead there halfway through the game. But we, you know, we came back and scored a late one there to salvage a point at least.
That's it. And when it goes all the way to penalty shots, it's a lottery. I think that's something you've said before.
Yeah, obviously you got, you know, it's a coin flip when you go there. And yeah, it's disappointing. You know, we won a period 3-1, we lost a period 3-1, and we tied a period 1-1, and then lost a shootout and lost a point. And you know, if it was if the 3-1 scores were flipped around, you know, if we'd lost the first period 3-1 and came back, we'd be saying what great character. So it's one of those situations where we'll get away for it here for a day, get rested up, and dissect it and learn from it here. I'm not going to beat the team up too hard on it. Dundee were resilient. They scored some timely goals and deserved to get the 2 points. Mark's team, they did a good job coming back against us. We'll lick our wounds here, but we're not going to spend a whole lot of time dissecting it. We're going to move on and focus on our next game.
Now, you mentioned the 4-1 lead. Dundee got it back to obviously 4-4, and then they tied it in the third period. What was going through your mind when Dundee were starting to claw things back?
Yeah, I think the goal that hurt us was we made it 4-1 on a power play goal, and then the next shift we allowed them to come back to make it 4-2. And I think if we could have got, you know, we could have got back in our flow and went through our lineup again and then sustained some more pressures, I think we would have had a chance to bury them. And 4-2 gave them some life when they were done and dusted. And then, you know, we just made some costly errors. One was off a face-off. That was a pretty good shot there, right off the face-off. And then, you know, the fourth one was just a mistake. You know, we made a mistake behind our net, lost coverage, and they were coming. I mean, they outworked us the last, you know, 12 minutes of that second period. They got everything from hard work, and you know, we didn't get that level back up after the 4-2. And confident going into the third period. I feel like we're a pretty good third period team, and power play, a lot of power play penalty kill, and we again had to come back, and our penalty kill's been phenomenal over a long stretch of time, and Dundee capitalized. They stung us twice today, and we'll have to readjust and look at that. But you know, it's easy to sit here and be mad and blame and whatnot. We lost a point today that we shouldn't have, and we got to look at it and learn from it and move into a really good home stretch of games against Belfast, who are one of the hottest teams in the league right now.
Now, tonight's result aside, are you happier with where the team are right now?
Yeah, I'm a lot more confident in the way we play. Is, you know, is a 200-foot game from the D zone out. We've had to make some pretty drastic changes to do so, you know, to stop leaking games like we had tonight, where we're giving them up, you know, 5-6 a night. So, I'm happy with the buy-in. It's obviously nothing's perfect yet, but I do feel that we are taking steps in the right direction. And then despite, you know, a bad stretch of 12 minutes tonight, we were doing it again. And that's hockey, you know, and then that's the way of the game. That's what makes a game great. You can be up 3-4-1, and all of a sudden you're down. You know, you're tied 4-4. Happens a lot. But I'm overall a lot more confident in this group. I think we have a lot more self belief in one another. You know, we're moving into an exciting kind of stretch here. We're kind of playoff hockey style as far as we're looking at it. Is the conference is tight. You know, but we're in good position, and like you said, our goal is to get in that fourth place and push on in the table, and I think we have a really good opportunity to do that.
Another way to look at it as well, you mentioned the fourth place. You're down to fifth now after tonight's results, but you're still 8 points clear in the conference. Again, results seem to be going Clan's way tonight as well. Nothing's really changed in that respect.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, I think everybody's, you know, it's kind of crunch time now, and everybody's starting to jostle for position, not just one, two, and three at the top, but, you know, you look through the table, and there's a lot to play for, and it's exciting. And you know, we've obviously set our goals, and, you know, even though they're not what we've been used to the last couple of years, they're still very serious goals, and we want to make sure that we're playing our best hockey down the stretch, and it should be, you know, it should be fun. This should be entertaining. This is where you want to see your players rise up and enjoy coming to the rink and compete. I think, you know, looking at our February schedule, we want to take advantage. You know, it's not always great to have this many games in a row at home. You know, it is sometimes nice to get on the road, but it's going to be exciting. You know, there's literally no excuses. We've got no travel. You know, teams are coming to play us, and we're waiting for them. So we have to take advantage of that. And I think the last few games that are in our building, we've played well. You know, and the crowds have been there. We've been selling out, and the buzz is back. And we want to keep that going. But that's on us, and we got a huge test on Saturday that we have to get up for. You know, we're going to focus a lot more energy on Saturday than we are going to look back on this, you know, bad stretch of 12, 14 minutes on Sunday here, or the game we just played. But like I said, you got to give credit to Mark's team. They battled hard. They competed hard. They could have turned the other way. And, you know, that 4-2 goal gave them some belief, and they capitalized.